So, how can we avoid overthinking about other people's actions, but at the same time, be thoughtful? It comes by experience. I think that will be a major part of the subsequent class, if you want to talk about the trust acronym. But broadly speaking, it is that how do we know whether, give the example, the accelerator and the brake. Now, how do we know if we are on, if the car is driving properly? If the car is going off course, then the ride will become too rocky, or you might just veer, topple over, you might just come to a dead end, you might crash into something. If you are on the road, the ride will be relatively smoother. Not only that, if you look at the distance meter, you know, how far I want to go, if I am on the proper path, the distance will keep going down, down, down. That will send me down the right track. So basically, the smoothness of the ride and the distance from our destination, those two are parameters that you can understand whether you are on the right track or not. Now, with respect to a road, why I talk about this side? With respect to road, we might be able to see a clearly delineated road. Okay, this is the road and this is the wilderness around the road. But within in the road of relationship, there is no clearly demarcated, this is the road and this is the wilderness. It's not demarcated. But broadly, if we see that things are becoming very turbulent, if this is the road, then if I am not moving forward at all, despite putting a lot of time and skill stuff over there itself, still having a doubt about this, not taking a step forward, then it's quite likely that we are overthinking about it. So if you are not moving forward at all, and if we are moving forward too fast, then we will ourselves experience jolts. It's like when you go too fast, the speed becomes too much, then one devotee was driving, one devotee was being driven by another devotee, and this devotee was going way above the speed limit. So then this devotee told him that when you go drive above the speed limit, Krishna leaves the car.
Then whatever happens, not sometimes people make mistakes and they say ultimately,
what jo hota hai Bhagwan ki ichha se hota hai.
Whatever happens by God's will. It is not as simple as that.
Krishna is the doer.
Yeah.
Krishna has given all of us free will, and it is for us to use the free will to choose responsibly. So I'll say that if the ride becomes like rocky, that means there's too many joys in a particular relationship, or if we just don't move forward at all. That's the broad way we can understand whether we are overthinking or not thinking at all. Yes, sir.
So, when based on personal experience.